You're listening to Dread Central Radio. We hope you've enjoyed Your Children and You by Albert Fish. Now stay tuned for Dread Time Stories.
Good evening, and a happy beginning to a joyous new year to all the little kiddies listening. Now the Christmas vacation is over, lots of people are headed back to school in the rigorous pursuit of academic excellence. For college students, January means one thing: rush week. Many Greek organizations require pledges to prove themselves worthy of belonging to their exclusive little cliques. But sometimes, you just have to ask yourself if proof is worth the trouble. Just how far is too far? Tonight's Dread Time story is called I Want My Mummy.
This is the window. In and out in 5 minutes. This will be a breeze. Let me see the crowbar.
Now, well, you better make it quick. Just because I work here doesn't make us any less dead if we get caught. In fact, probably worse. I'm probably going to get fired over this.
This is a really bad idea, Cass. Why the hell did I let you talk me into this?
Because I'm your best friend and you love me.
Hey, what am I, chopped liver?
I love you too, Roger, but...
But breaking into the museum, stealing artifacts... Isn't this a little extreme even for pledge week?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Angie on this one, sis.
Relax, both of you. And for Christ's sake, keep your voices down.
Don't even want to be in the stupid sorority.
Would you just shut up? I've almost got this. There, just keep a lookout. I'll let you know if it's clear.
Screw this.
What are you doing?
I'm not staying out here. We're sitting ducks for the cops. Cass, where are you?
Jesus! Want to scream we're in here while you're at it?
Sorry, my bad. Forgot I put those there.
You brought us into a supply closet. Really, Roger? That's the best you could do?
Shut up. I think I hear something. Shit. There's a guard out there.
I think he's going the other way.
Okay, it's midnight. We got 10 minutes tops while the security guards are changing shifts.
Okay, it's clear. Let's go.
Why couldn't they have hazed us like normal people? Go to the museum. Get proof you were there. Don't get caught because we won't bail you out and you won't get to join our little club. Honestly, college is supposed to get me a degree, not a freaking criminal record.
Shh! Which way?
This way. We just got a new exhibit in tonight. No one's had time to take stock yet. I think there's something we can grab before they start the process of getting it all displayed.
Won't they realize something like that is missing?
Details, details.
How can you even get us in?
Privileges of being a janitor. I got a key to damn near everything inside. Now, let's see, it should be this door.
Wow, this place is insane. Greek art, Celtic pottery.
Mayan calendars. What the fuck is this?
That's... Yeah, I got nothing.
Looks like a weapon of some kind.
Maybe a torture device? Ouch.
Anyway, we didn't come here to ogle. Hey, what's under that sheet over there?
Oh, yeah, that's what we're here for. Are you ready to feast your eyes on the most intriguing piece that this museum has ever had the pleasure of acquiring?
You sound like a damn tour guide.
A damn creepy tour guide. Just show us.
Come closer, my pretties.
What is this? Holy shit!
That's a...
Yep, it's a mummy.
You want us to steal a mummy? Are you fucking crazy?
No, stupid. Look, something a little less conspicuous.
Ah, I see. The amulet.
Aren't there, you know, like, curses on stuff like that?
Really, Angie? You believe in all that curse of the mummy bullshit?
I don't know what I believe, but I'd really rather not find out.
All right, this is good enough. Everything else looks like it's gonna be too big to hide.
Great. Can we go? It's freezing in here, and I don't want to press our luck any more than we already have.
What the fuck? The door! It's stuck!
Damn it, Roger, this isn't funny!
Hey, I didn't do it!
Get us the hell out of here!
I'm trying!
Guys?
What?
I may not believe in curses, but I'm pretty sure the curses believe in us!
What the fuck are you oh, shit!
Oh my god! Is that what I think it is?
Okay! The mummy's walking! It broke out of its casket, and it's walking!
It's coming this way!
Open the door! Let us out!
Help! Help us, please!
Here! Take the amulet back! We don't need it!
That didn't stop it.
Jesus, it's turning her into a mummy, too!
Stay away, please!
Oh, God!
And you might wonder, what happened to them exactly? Well, one only need to wait around for the next day to find out.
Good morning, all my little pretty gems. Have we all been good? That's what I thought. Now then, who's new? Ah, yes, our mummy. How delightful. What's this? I thought there was only one of you. Where did these three come from? Paperwork's a bit off. Oh well, the more the merrier, right? Time to get back to work.
Well, it seems that some pledge pranks are just not worth the trouble. An interesting side note, though. For Angela, this might be the best deal of all. After all, she was a history major. Now she's a history exhibit. That's all for this episode, boys and girls. We'll see you next time for another spine-tingling episode of Dread Time Stories.
Dread Time Stories is brought to you by Dread Central, the largest horror news site in the world, by Rotten Cotton, where your insides on the outside, and by AmericanHorrorWriter.net, makers of fine horror available worldwide. Also by the Ace Bandage Company. Ace Bandages, when wrapping your mummy, you want to make it tight. Good night, folks.